What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Opportunity Podcast, episode number 71. I hope you are having a fantastic day, no matter where you are. I hope you're grateful. I hope you're having fun. I hope you're enjoying life. Look, happy Opportunity Day. It's a great day to be alive. Any day above ground is a good day, and that's my motto. I'm not saying I always live perfectly like that, but I try to keep that in perspective. Every day above ground is a good day. All right. I'd rather be above ground than below ground. So even if things aren't going my way, even if challenges are happening, adversity's going on, you know what? I'm so grateful. I'm so happy that, hey, I'm here. I get another day. I can learn. I can grow. I can move forward. And I'm excited about that. So look, today's topic on this episode is your life is defined by today. Let me repeat that. Your life is defined by today. And you're listening. There might be some people that maybe have a negative reaction to that. Like, my whole life doesn't depend on today. My whole life, let me actually rephrase. Your whole life is defined by today. It doesn't depend on today. It actually is defined by today. So I'm going to change that wordplay there. It's defined, as people might say, it's not defined by today. It's my whole life isn't defined by today. If I mess up today, my life isn't defined by that. Yeah, but here's the problem. If you mess up today, it's tomorrow. And your life is defined by what you do today. That's in the past. You can't control what you've done in the past. You can't change it. It's done. Right? And the future doesn't exist. I mean, this phrase that I say all the time, it's so true. The yesterday is gone. Tomorrow doesn't exist. Today is all you have. It's all that exists. Right now, this present moment is the only thing that exists. Today is the only thing that exists. And so, yes, your entire life is defined by today. Your career is defined by what you do today. Your relationships, your friendships are defined by what you do today. That sporting event that you go to is defined by whether you were present in that sporting event. When you go to the beach this weekend or whatever you do, your beach experience is defined by what you do in the present moment because that's the only thing that exists. The past is gone. The future doesn't exist. Today is all you have. So your entire life is defined by today. Let me tell you a story of what I call the changed man. So I moved down to Naples a little over 4 years ago. And I guess I would have met this guy maybe 4 years ago, almost to the day, maybe within a month or so. And, you know, there's a lot of successful and wealthy people in Naples. It's one of the richest, wealthiest zip codes, areas, counties in the country. I think it's number two behind some place in California. Billionaires, you know, multimillionaires everywhere you turn. And the amount of wealth here is ridiculous. Well, I had just moved down and I went to a Starbucks on a Saturday. I actually think it was like the first weekend I was there. And I went there to do a little bit of work. I had an Opportunity Day shirt on and I see this guy roll up in a Rolls Royce. And he walks in the front door of Starbucks and he's just got a smile on his face. He's super happy. You can tell he's just a vibrant personality. He's talking to a lot of people in Starbucks. It clears he knows people in there. And, you know, he comes up to me, sees my shirt. He's like, hey, you know, what is that? What's that Opportunity Day? What is that? And I, you know, explained it to him. Hey, you know, this is kind of my motto. At the time I was doing some motivational speaking. And so I was fresh out of just, really launching the book that I self-published. And he was really interested in it. And so I asked him, you know, hey, you know, what do you do? Like, what's your story? And so, you know, he's like, you know, I just sold a construction company a little while ago, and I retired, but I was like, okay, cool. Like, what got you into construction? He was like, well, you know, I was actually in sales for about 15, 20 years. And then I decided I wanted to start my own business. And, you know, Naples was a good place to do that. So I started a construction company and ended up selling it. And I'm not sure what type of construction company it was. I don't remember. This was 4 years ago. But and I was like, okay, well, what made you, like, what happened in your career that made you, like, make this transition? He goes, well, to be honest, you know, for the first 10 to 15 years of my career, I didn't really take it very seriously. I was in sales. I was really average. Didn't really take it very seriously. And, you know, about 10 years in, I can't remember the exact timing, but about 10 years in, maybe 15, my daughter came down with cancer. And it really affected me because I had this opportunity. I was in sales. I could have made good money. I could have put money away. And I really just didn't take advantage of it. I took it for granted. I was average. I just did what was required. And I had this opportunity for 10, 15 years to really do something with myself. And I would have been able to be in a much better position for my family to be able to provide during this time. And so I was like, okay, well, what changed for you? He's like, well, to be honest with you, it's right across your chest. He said, I threw away the past. I said, you know, I can't do anything about what I haven't done or have done in the past. I can't take these 10 to 15 years back of being average. But what I can do is I can be above average today. He's like, my mindset shifted from, all right, what can I do today to get better, to improve, and to grow? What can I do today? He's like, and I changed my entire life by just focusing on today. I got rid of the guilt of not doing the things in the past. I ridded myself of, I don't know exactly what's going to happen in the future. All I'm going to focus on is today. And that's what he did. And he became extremely successful in his sales career, made a lot of money, got into construction, sold his construction business, multimillionaire, 15, 20 years later, retired. And the power of that story, and it really made an impact on me. And the reason why it made an impact on me, A, because I have already had that mindset. Like, today is, like, that's kind of my motto. It's all about today. It's all about what you do today. You know, and I'm not always talking about work. You know, part of what I'm talking about here is your relationships. Whatever you do, if you go to a sporting event, you know, my little sister and I went to a Xavier basketball game, and I was like, we're sitting front row. You know, we did all the game day things. We went to the pro shop. We bought a bunch of stuff. I was decked out in, you know, Xavier gear. I wanted to experience that game. I wasn't focused on anything else. And I had an absolute blast. It was one of the best sporting experiences of my life. In fact, after that, I was like, I'm never not sitting front row, or I'm never not sitting in the lower bowl, right? Because I wanted to experience it. So I'm not just talking about work, although that's a big part of our lives. And so I already had that mindset, but it was really powerful for me because it showed that somebody 15 years into their career can completely change their life. You don't have to be 20. You know, you could be 50 years old and completely change everything and stop worrying about what you haven't done in the past and all the things, right? And rid yourself of the worry of the future, or not worrying about the past, but focusing on it, ridding yourself of the anxiety of the future and just focusing on what can I do today to get better? What can I do today to move forward, right? What can I do today to improve? And how powerful that is. And the reason why your career, your life, your relationships, everything is defined by today, it's because it's the only thing that exists. And, you know, I watched this video, and I encourage everyone to go on YouTube and type in Andy Elliott. And the video is called If I Only Knew. And it's about a 7-minute video where he talks about if you only knew if this was the last time you were going to kiss your significant other, what would that kiss be like? If it was the last time you were going to see this particular friend, if you only knew this was the last time you would ever see them, what would that experience be like? What would you do? Would you be on your phone all the time, even though, like, that's difficult not to do? But probably you wouldn't. If it was if you loved the beach and you knew it was the last time you'd ever go to the beach, you'd probably be there from sunrise to sunset. You would milk up every second, every moment of that experience, right? And if you knew this was the last day that you could prove yourself in your job, what would it be like? How hard would you work? What would your mentality be like? Would you waste a second? Probably not. See, the problem is that all of us, we waste time. We take it for granted. We don't utilize it to its fullest extent. And it's the only thing that we can't get back. We could always make money back. If we lose our house, we can get another house. If we lose our car, we can get another car. If we lose our, you know, phone, we can get another freaking phone. If we lose our money, we can go out and make more. But you can't ever get time back. And we waste the most precious commodity that we have, and it's fleeting. And so my question for you is, what if you treated every day like it was your last day? What would your life be like in 20 years? What would your life be like in a year? What would your life be like in a month? What would your life be like in a week if you treated every day this week like it was your last week? If you were completely, fully present in every activity that you were in and everything that you did, what would your life be like? You know, for a year, you treated every day at work like it was your last day, right? To prove yourself. How much further along in a year would you be? Would you waste any of it? You wouldn't. You wouldn't waste a second. Everyone that's listening to this podcast knows they wouldn't waste a second. The point of this is the only thing that actually exists is the present moment. The only thing that truly exists is now. And the only thing that you can actually control is now. You can't control the future. Although you can influence it, you cannot completely control it. There will be things that will happen in the future that you are not in control of. You can influence it, but you cannot control everything. And you can't do anything about the past. The only thing you can control is now. And so your entire life is defined by today. It's defined by today. What you do today. And the question is are you going to maximize today? Are you going to go out today and get everything you possibly can out of it? Out of every interaction, out of every moment, out of every single second, are you going to go out and you are going to maximize that experience? Because one day, it's going to be your last. One day, it's going to be the last day at work, or the last day with a friend, or the last day with a significant other, or the last day with a family member, or the last day of your life. One day, that is going to happen. And I guarantee you, you are not going to look back and go, man, I maximized every time, every second with that person or that thing or that job, and I regret it. You're never going to do that. What you're going to do is you're going to look back and you go, I wish I had more time. I wish when I had the time, I didn't waste it. That's what you're going to do. See, so many people are so afraid of risk. My greatest fear in life is to get to the end of my life and that I regret it. That's my biggest fear. I think that that would be hell, to get to the end of my life and then regret my life because I didn't do anything that I wanted to actually do, that I allowed the influence of others to influence me away from doing the things that I wanted, that I allowed my circumstances to take control over me as a me, as opposed to me taking control over my circumstances. I decided to let the news make me negative all the time. And look at all the negative in the world. I let distractions keep me from being present. I went to all these sporting events, which I love, and I never was present. Those are the things that I would, that's my fears, that I'm going to get to the end of my life and I'm going to regret that. I'm going to regret the things. So I do everything possible to not let that happen, to not make that a reality. Because if my life ended tomorrow, right, I would want to know that, damn, I gave this thing everything. Yeah, I didn't always make the right decisions. I messed up plenty of times. I made mistakes, but I don't want to look back and go, well, at least I freaking went after it. At least I believed in myself and went for the things that I wanted and did the things that I wanted to do and experienced the things that I wanted to experience. At least I lived fully. You know, that's what I want. And so for me, when it comes to, you know, a lot of this podcast is always about work, and it is. And so coming into work, I want to get to the end of my career and go, damn, I worked my ass off. I maximized this. There was some stress and some frustration, but man, I went after it. I did what I maximized my potential. I went after it. I didn't always make all the right decisions. Maybe I should have done something different in my career, but at least every day I went into work and I worked my ass off and I pursued and I tried to get better. I tried to learn. I tried to grow. I took risks. You know, that's what I want. So I challenge you as you listen to this podcast and you go on with your day today is, what if today was your last? What would it be like? Your entire life is defined by today because it's the only thing that exists. And if you had a shitty past, change it today. Just what can you do today to make it different? That's my message to you this morning. Happy Opportunity Day. Remember, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow doesn't exist. Today is all you have. Spend 0% of your time, attention, and focus on the past. Spend 1% on the future, because you do need to have dreams and goals and a vision for your life. And then spend 99% of your time, attention, and focus on what you can do today to make that future a reality for you. Have a great day. Happy Opportunity Day. Love you.